Good morning. Let's have a word of prayer before we read. Our Father in heaven, we come before you again and we do thank you for your goodness to us, which we did not earn, but you gave to us because of the disposition of your heart, because of who you are. We thank you for your love toward us. Pray that you would bless now the reading of your word. We pray that your spirit would be able to penetrate our hearts with it, that we might hear it for what it is, the word of God and not the word of men. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to read Romans chapter 9 this morning, but before we do, I'd like to read a verse from Psalms to sort of set our alignment with what Paul is talking about in Romans 9. And I do this because Romans 9 is one of the most controversial chapters in the Bible among Christians due to a certain teaching that says that God chooses certain people for salvation and other people he does not allow to be saved, and that that is his divine prerogative, and therefore those certain people who he has not chosen are going straight to hell with no option for redemption, while others are going straight to heaven with no option for rejecting God. And a key term that's used in Romans 9 is the word mercy. Mercy. And the phrase that's used is, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. So the question then becomes, on whom will God have mercy? And that's what this verse in Psalm 86:5 tells us. Psalm 86:5 says, For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. That's the truth that the Bible teaches from start to finish. If you call upon the name of the Lord, he will save you. He will extend his mercy to you. Romans chapter 9. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, The elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, Why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in OC, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Esaias also crieth concerning Israel. Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Esaias said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodoma and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be.